It had to happen someday that some TV producer would make a situation comedy about public radio. Everything sooner or later inspires a TV sitcom. Well, the good news about the current NBC series FM is that its producers are Alan Burns and Dan Wilcox. Wilcox wrote a lot of scripts for MASH, and Burns was one of the creators of The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The bad news, though, is that Burns and Wilcox, in the first four episodes, haven't come up with a series that does justice to the concept. The potential is still there, but so far the scripts are headed in the wrong direction. They're stressing private relationships, not public radio. Robert Hayes, star of the original Airplane movie, plays Ted Costas, the program director of WGEO and the host of its morning music show, Long Day's Journey into Lunch. The Costas character is based on Tom Schnabel, the Santa Monica public radio host whose real show on KCRW has a Eugene O'Neill-ish title, Morning Becomes Eclectic. The FM sitcom also has a character based loosely, and poorly, on KCRW's Harry Shearer. The standout character, though, is a pompous talk show host named Harrison Green. Fred Applegate plays him perfectly, like a baritone Ted Baxter. In this scene, Harrison and Costas attract the attention of a beautiful bartender.
I thought that woman showed a remarkable commitment that you rarely see in satirical comedy.
My God, I know that voice, Harrison Green! Oh, I listen to you every day. This is really a thrill. I love the way your mind works and that voice.
Did you ever listen to Ted Costas on Long Day's Journey into Lunch?
No. Mr. Green, would you say something, anything to hear that voice?
All right. This is not a good martini. The gin is bruised as if you'd shaken it. And is this your idea of no pimento? It's a good thing you have a secure profession like acting to fall back on.
I can't help noting that this is the second time in three shows that a gorgeous woman has thrown herself at a WGEO radio host because she was in love with his voice. Now, granted, I've only been doing TV reviews on Fresh Air for a few years now, but I've yet to encounter my first public radio groupie. Interested parties, however, are encouraged to apply. As for FM, its best hope for rising to the level of WKRP in Cincinnati or the newsroom humor of The Mary Tyler Moore Show is to play down the romantic subplots and play up the public radio setting. There ought to be more politics, national and internal, and more time spent on the air and with the station's producers and engineers. Trust me, enough funny stuff happens to the people at a public radio station that you don't need to make anything up. For example, have you heard the one about the public radio TV critic whose house was destroyed by lightning? Now that's entertainment.